you and subscribe.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a rare and incredibly dangerous brain-eating amoeba has been detected in a southwest Queensland Shire's drinking water supply. The Merewhere Shire issued a public health notice after recent testing in Charlesville and Aughafella both detected Naglaera fowler in the drinking water. The amoeba naturally occurs in untreated fresh water and soil, with infection occurring from contact with the water via drinking, cooking, or washing, but can only occur if the untreated water enters the nose and reaches the brain. There have been no recorded cases of amoebic meningoencephalitis in Queensland recorded within the last 10 years, and however, Queensland's health spokespeople are urging residents to not allow water to go up their nose when bathing, showering, or washing their faces.
New released figures from Queensland show that Queensland remains the deforestation capital of Australia, with 320,015 hectares cleared in the last reporting period. 1,000 times the size of Sydney CBD, the land clearing has been blamed for worsening climate change in the state and for causing local extinctions of already vulnerable species. Almost half of the land cleared was located in the Great Barrier Reef catchment, which causes sediment flow onto the reef, worsening the bleaching that occurs. Additionally, 21% of land cleared was remnant woodland, meaning that it had been previously uncleared or resembled uncleared forest, something that is significant for increasing biodiversity. 86% of land cleared was reportedly for pastoralists, said Dave Copeman, director of Queensland Conservation Council, calling on Federal Environment Minister to address the land clearing with upcoming reforms.
In national news, the longest, largest, and most intense marine heatwave ever recorded in Western Australia has killed coral throughout an area that stretches 1,500 kilometres. The heatwave, which started to build off the coast of northwestern Australia, began last year in August and continued until May this year, with affected areas such as the World Heritage-listed Ningaloo Reef, as well as the remote Ashmore Reef. The worst-hit region had previously been a hope spot for scientists, as it had managed to escape the previous effects of global heating. Dr. James Gilmore, a senior researcher at the Australian Institute of Marine Science, explained that on some coral reefs that were inspected, 90% of coral had either been bleached or died. The Western Australia coral bleaching occurred simultaneously with bleaching at the Great Barrier Reef on the east coast as a result of record-breaking ocean temperature highs.
Australia will officially recognise the State of Palestine at the next United Nations General Assembly, according to Anthony Albanese. The existence of both a Palestinian and an Israeli state was, quote, the world's best hope to break the cycle of violence in the Middle East and to bring an end to the conflict, suffering and starvation in Gaza, end quote, said Albanese. Australia will join France, the United Kingdom, Canada and Malta in the decision in voicing the decision in the United Nations Assembly in September. Opposition leader Susan Ley has criticised the decision, saying that recognising the State of Palestine would put Australia in opposition with the United States, our, quote, most important ally. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called Australia's decision shameful. This comes just days after Mr. Netanyahu said Israel intended to control all of Gaza and that the UN had declared the acute starvation in Gaza to be a humanitarian crisis.
In international news, the Cuban peso traded at an all-time low at 400 to the dollar on Monday as the informal market as a result of the partial dollarization of the economy. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero stated that the partial dollarization was required as it would capture greenbacks circulating in the country as a part of efforts to stabilize the country's economy. Partial dollarization occurs when the dollar replaces the peso for certain goods and services. However, it has stoked tension amid scarcity of basic goods, deteriorating infrastructure, and the fact that 40% of the population does not have access to foreign currency, such as the dollar. The import-dependent country has blamed U.S. sanctions and tariffs targeting foreign exchange earnings for the current economic crisis, whilst critics have blamed a sluggish reform to the economy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny with a bit of a chill in the air. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire warning. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.